Young Audience Award in partnership with Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I am Diego Aparicio from the Young Audience Award at BFI Southbank, and I am here with David Brook. Hi, David.
Hi there.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, great, thank you. We're just in the middle of watching films, so having a great day.
Fantastic. How are your young audiences finding it?
Yeah, really good, really good. They're really responsive. It's amazing to see the variety of opinions in the room and hearing some of their feedback. Some of it I completely agree with, and sometimes you get things that they say and you think, wow, yeah, I'd never thought of that. Or they say something that is a curveball and they didn't like something I really liked, but then it's for young people, so that's great that their opinions are being heard.
Fantastic. And how do you find these young audiences that take part in the jury?
We send out an application form, so we get them to apply and they just have to answer a couple of questions so that we know that they've engaged with film in some way or they're willing to give it a go. And then they send that back to us. So we go through some schools and colleges. We also just advertise generally through our website, and we try and get as wide a range of experience as possible. So some of them have watched lots of European film before. Some of them have only watched sort of big American blockbusters with their families. Mm-hmm. So we get a real wide range and then put them all in one room, and it's fantastic.
Incredible. And could you tell me a little bit about the long-term goals? What does the BFI hope to achieve through this, through participating in this program?
Yeah, so at the BFI, we love having young people in the building, and we love getting young people to work with film and watch film. So we try and get young people into as many screenings as we can that are appropriate for them. We have a Future Film Festival every year to really get young people into film and give them the skills that they need to join the film industry. And we love, we have a Saturday filmmakers group as well, who are even younger, who make films.
Nice.
Here on a Saturday. So the idea is just this will build on that within all of Europe. You know, we want to play our parts to make sure that the UK is represented within a worldwide film industry.
You've hit an interesting point there. How do you feel like the ongoing political debates about the European Union and the UK's position in it will affect the film industry and the access audiences get to film?
I mean, the simple answer is I've no idea. I would like to think that film as an art form, as with most art, would fly above any political issues or changes within the what happens in Europe and with the UK. I think that film will always play its part in bringing people together, and so regardless of where we end up and when we end up there, I think that we will only get stronger and we'll continue to work with Europe in the ways that we always have done.
Fantastic. What were the highlights of this event for you?
The highlights really for me are just hearing the young people's opinions. I think obviously I love watching the films with them at the same time, but really it's hearing firsthand what the young people are debating and how their ideas differ to each other, how they differ to my ideas, and just getting their perspective on things, because you know, it's been a while since I was that age, and to be able to look through their eyes and really understand, oh, that element didn't land with them, or this bit really struck a chord, is really interesting for me. So that really has been the highlight of the day so far.
Which one of the films did you enjoy most, and which one do you think will actually win the jury's hearts?
Oh, it's a difficult question, because I think winning the jury's hearts compared to which one I've enjoyed the most will not necessarily be the same. I really enjoyed the second film, which was Old Boys, and I thought that it took an interesting spin on the UK's boarding school system, and I thought it brought up some interesting points, but then hearing some of the opinions from our young jurors, they totally disagreed. So, you know, that's fair enough. And I was obviously looking at it from an adult's perspective, from an educator's perspective. But to be honest, all three films have been really good and also tapped into very different issues and lots of different filmmaking techniques. So I've enjoyed all three.
Wonderful. And I hear the BFI is involved in lots of audience development schemes for younger audiences. Could you tell us what you do outside the Young Audience Award event?
Yeah, so we try and get as many young people into the building as possible. So we're constantly advertising screenings where families and young people are able to come along and enjoy both films that they won't necessarily have seen before. So we try and encourage people to come and see some of our lesser known animations or some more independent film. But we also run lots of premieres and screenings on Sundays, which are specifically for families, where we do a large range of craft activities. We do some animation with them, and then we send them in to see a film that no one else will have seen before. And they're usually big blockbuster events, which really attract huge audiences. So we do our bits to try and get young people to watch as much film as possible, but it's an ever-growing programme.
Sounds terrific. Thank you very much, David.
Thanks a lot.
From the Young Audience Award at BFI South Bank, I am Diego Aparicio for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.